Good morning. It is Monday, the 22nd day of July, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm J.D. Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Yes, it is Monday again. Time, as the hymn writer says, time like an ever-rolling stream soon bears us all away. We fly, forgotten, as a dream flies at the break of day. That's not a happy thought, is it? So let's go to the main verse of that song. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. Man, we ought to sing that one today. Maybe we will. I had another one in mind, but we'll see. Well, it is Monday, and it's a new week, a new chapter in Acts. We're in chapter 24 this week. It's kind of a short chapter, feels like. We're still in the midst of the trials of the Apostle Paul. Certainly a number of us we've got our trials to go right alongside Paul's. So he's going to encourage us, and we're going to encourage each other this week. But let's begin the week, the day, this moment with consecration, with just locating ourselves before the Lord Jesus and report for duty. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled On Resolving Conflicts Internally, Civilly, and Righteously. Our text is Acts chapter 24, verses 1 through 4. Hear now the word of the Lord. 5 days later, the high priest, Ananias, went down to Caesarea with some of the elders and a lawyer named Tertullus. And they brought their charges against Paul before the governor. When Paul was called in, Tertullus presented his case before Felix. We have enjoyed a long period of peace under you, and your foresight has brought about reforms in this nation, everywhere and in every way, most excellent Felix. We acknowledge this with profound gratitude. But in order not to weary you further, I would request that you be kind enough to hear us briefly. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Despite the fact that I am a licensed attorney, I cannot claim knowledge of the legal system of the first century in the Middle East. However, certain features strike me as familiar and tend to support the general population's disdain for lawyers at all times and in all places. No offense, lawyers. For starters, Tertullus begins with a sleazy schmooziness in an attempt to brown-nose the judge, i.e., your awesomeness. Next, he makes a series of sweeping charges and allegations, only he doesn't present any evidence in support other than the amens from the peanut gallery he brought with him from Jerusalem. We'll see more of that tomorrow. There's a more distressing feature about these proceedings than my admitted nitpicking about lawyers. The most disturbing thing about this litigation is where it is taking place. Here we see a religious dispute among and between God's chosen people taking place in the court system of Rome. I know Paul pulled the citizenship lever that got it there, but he did so because of the stunning absence of even the slightest shred of civility among his accusers. Here's my question. Wouldn't Tertullus have made a great mediator or arbitrator between the Jews and Paul? Couldn't this have been resolved in a peaceful fashion? Imagine the way this kind of witness impacted all of the Roman officials involved in the proceedings. Now up to about 500 men so far. All of this must have appeared quite ridiculous to them. While it's impossible to sort out the ancient past along the lines of analysis I'm drawing here, and my application today is perhaps a stretch, I do think there is a word of warning for the present-day people of God. If the people of God can't work out their own problems and grievances among themselves, we've got little hope of convincing outsiders that they should join our wonderful community. People of God, it's worth considering these things the next time you think about calling the cops on your friends or your neighbors, or hauling them into court on some civil lawsuit for that matter. And in fact, it's worth considering these things the next time even you think about calling the law on your enemies. The prayer of transformation. Lord Jesus, I am your witness. I long to be like you. And I know the secret that becoming like you is a fruit of beholding you, and not in some faraway distant place, but at the very core of my being. The secret is Christ in me. So to that end, Jesus, I receive your righteousness and release my sinfulness. I receive your wholeness and release my brokenness. I receive your fullness and release my emptiness. I receive your peace and release my anxiety. I receive your joy and release my despair. I receive your healing and release my sickness. I receive your love and release my selfishness. I receive, Jesus, your ever-living posture to continually entrust yourself and myself to the one who judges justly. And I release my impatient, angry, aggressive, litigious spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, transform my heart, mind, soul, and strength, so that my consecration becomes your demonstration, that our lives become your sanctuary. For the glory of God our Father. Amen. The journal prompts: what impacts and effects do you see from Christians airing out their grievances with one another in the courts? And I know sometimes it is unavoidable, but asking for a friend. So today for our hymn, and you know, something I've been wanting and meaning to do on here, on the wake-up call, I realize that there are different, people have different agendas, they have different time needs, time frames, interests. you know, what I do is not for everybody. And I just have felt like, you know what, I want to give people a little bit of an out here. Like, some people don't like to sing along. We've talked about that. And if you don't want to sing, well, God bless you. You can go. You can go and be blessed into this day. Grab your seeds. I'll see you on the field. But if you do want to sing, well, have I got a deal for you. We're going to sing a hymn today. We're going to sing, we have sung, O God, Our Help in Ages Past. We've sung that one here before on this series. So I'm going to keep moving with our hymns. If you're still with me today, we're going to sing number 47, which is Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. Three verses. So, are you ready? Guide me, O Thou Great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but Thou art mighty. Hold me with Thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Feed me till I want no more. Open now the crystal fountain whence the healing stream doth flow. Let the fire and cloudy pillar lead me all my journey through. Strong deliver, be Thou still my strength and shield. Be Thou still my strength and shield. When I tread the verge of Jordan, bid my anxious fears subside. Death of death and hell's destruction, land me safe on Canaan's side. Songs of praises, I will ever give to Thee, I will ever give to Thee. Amen. Guide me, O Thou Great Jehovah. Well, I want to give another soft dismissal today. That's what I'm doing here, guys. I'm giving soft dismissals. You know, kind of like when you're at church, they're going to have an invitation, and or maybe people have spontaneously decided to come to the altar, and they've come during the hymn, and you know, they're not ready to go, and certainly I'm all up for sticking around the altar as long as we need to be there. And I'll tend to make some additional comments here on the wake-up call, but I don't want to hold anybody captive. If you need to go, if you need to hit the Monday, which is upon us. So, listen, we're going to keep talking here, but if you need to go about your day, I want to send you out with a blessing, with a sack full of seed, and a word of sending to sow them. We'll see you on the field. Now, if you're still with us, let's talk just a bit more about today's entry. And this whole notion, I mean, you know, we've seen this now. We saw it with Jesus. The Jews, you know, are hauling Jesus into the court of Pilate to get him to do their bidding for them. And now we're seeing it with the Apostle Paul. They, you know, they've hauled the Apostle Paul. They're not dealing with this like I think God would hope the Church of Jesus would deal with it. which is, as the title of today's entry is, internally, civilly, and righteously. I understand, you know, we're living in a society of laws and legalities, and lawsuits are oftentimes an inevitable dynamic. But, you know, there's also long stretches of possibility for working things out short of serving someone process. That's what I want to encourage. I've been on the bad end more than one occasion of Christians, friends, neighbors engaging the legal process in an unfortunate situation that I've faced in my family, and just devastation ensued when no one came to me. No one came to talk to me. I'm a pretty reasonable person. I'm not going to get into the details of it all, but just let me tell you how much damage it does when that happens. It just harkens me back to Jesus' wisdom on dealing with conflict. You know, the first thing he says to do is just go person to person and try to work it out. And if that doesn't work, take a few people with you, like, right, stage an intervention and raise the stakes a little bit, but keep it reasonable, keep it internal, keep it civil, keep it righteous, try to work it out. And if that doesn't work, well, you have to go to the next level. And admittedly, you know, sometimes that does need to involve civil courts or criminal courts or all the kinds of mechanisms of the world. Sometimes that's how it goes. But many times I think those first steps get skipped, and it produces enormous chaos and conflict and irreparable damage for people who are on the receiving end of that kind of litigation. And it produces an awful witness for the church, for Jesus. It's a scourge, I think, on the body of Christ. Anyway, I can just tell you, I've got significant experience there, and I'm testifying firsthand here of the enormous long-term devastation that it causes. So think twice, look twice, do everything you can to try to work it out. Even Jesus, he's like, you know what, go work it out. If somebody's got something against you, go to them. Work it out. Leave your gift at the altar. Work it out. You know, settle it, solve it, figure it out. Don't go into the courts. Don't let them drag you into the jail, all that kind of thing. All right, well, it just felt like the right note to sound today in this text, because they could have worked this out with Paul. And, you know, it's also a word about our culture right now, and at least in America, the hostile, toxic rage that's so ready to just pounce, the anger that's just seething, it's just ready to litigate, ready to think the worst. Yeah, well, that's good for the Monday. It's just Monday, friends. Listen, get your seed. Go out there and sow good into this world, sow love, sow peace, sow kindness, sow blessing, and reap a harvest of righteousness. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.